This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
To the flow now. Ooh.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, thanks for being here. This part of the show is brought to you by the Odyssey. The ultimate audio destination for music, news, sports,
podcasts. Are you just practicing or are we?
Oh, no,
we're on.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I know I usually do sit around practicing, but
I know. Well,
not this time. Yeah. The ultimate audio destination is the Odyssey app. You want music, news, sports, podcasts, whatever you want, it's there for you. But mostly the Sarah and Vinny show. And it says so right here, your favorite radio station. See how that works? The best part is you can get your Sarah and Vinny fix on the go. Listen to us live wherever you are or download our full show podcast.
Okay.
Press play, man. Download the free Odyssey app today. And listening to our show live on the Odyssey app, if you give us an hour a day this week, you'll get an entry each time you do 60 minutes or, you know, one per day. For these two
and
shows for Justin Timberlake.
If you give us 20 hours, you'll be smarter and better looking.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm just not sure what's happening.
Well, it's JT.
You just said.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
I didn't, because then we were talking.
Never mind.
I lost the thread.
I shouldn't help you with these things.
It's okay.
Finish what you're saying.
I shouldn't either.
I just didn't know. That's all. I'm going to start with what's on TV tonight.
Okay.
For those of you watching Shogun, first of all, Shogun is this version of it. It's so well done. It's staying so true to the book. It's so GD good. I'm only on like episode 3 because I have to wait for. I'm watching it with a bunch of people. Well, not a bunch, but John and my son and my son's friend, Jesse. Like, everybody has to, like, the freaking planets have to align for us to sit down and watch the show. So we got in 2 episodes this weekend, thankfully. And episode 6 is tonight. This is it's an FX show, but I think it's on one of the streamers.
I think it's on Hulu.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm on Hulu a lot these days.
Yeah, Hulu's great. Now that you're on Hulu, you should go back and watch that 11/23/64.
Oh, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really into Only Murders in the Building. I'm trying to go slowly.
Yeah. That doesn't work. They're only half an hour long.
But there's 3 seasons and I'm midway through the second season, so I'm going to be done sooner than I want to be.
We're going to finish Halo tonight. And I'm super bummed because if you're watching Halo, am I the only one who hates the new Cortana? I'm like, they had to really change the AI's look from season 1 to season 2. And now she looks like, I don't know, the mean teacher that teaches your kids second grade. Like, I hate that. But other than that, it's like one of the best shows I've ever watched. I just love it. I'm so in. The action scenes are ridiculous. It's super fun. and cool and sci-fi and the Covenant suck, man. I hate those guys. So good. Oh, but tonight I'm going to watch the very last episode and I'm super bummed because I have no idea when season three is coming. All right. There's something on TV tonight called Password, which is an old-timey game show. And I think it was like a celebrity gets paired with a normal person, like a regular, you know.
A regular Joe.
A regular Joe. And they have to take turns giving each other the password. You can't say the one word. It's kind of like that taboo game. But they're saying here, Password at 10 p.m. on NBC, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. They're not saying one is hosting or if these are the two celebrities.
There's a host and then there's the two of them versus each other. They have kind of a guest that they have to give the hints
to. Okay, so that is that the regular Joe that's part of this or is it another celebrity?
It's a regular Joe, it seems to me, yeah.
Okay, so there's somebody's hosting the show and these two are the two Jimmys are going head to head.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. 10 o'clock NBC. If you do like a, do you have a clip or is it?
I do. You can see if you can figure out the word here because I've hit the word. Right. It's actually on the bottom of the screen, but I've hid that for you. So see if you can figure out what they're talking about. It takes about a minute.
You know, I'm going to let Jimmy Kimmel play.
Oh, he's passing.
Such a nice host.
All right.
Jekyll.
Oh, judge just said watch that hand, Mr. Kimmel.
Oh, you can't hand gesture.
I was just saying hello.
Doctor.
All right, that's not the password. We're going back over here to you,
what?
Jimmy Fallon.
Right. It's tough. You guys might get it, though. We'll see.
Interrupt.
Interfere. Going back to you, Rhonda.
Comedian.
Hide.
Anything yet, guys?
We're going back over here to you, Mr. Fallon.
Wait, hold on. Are all the clues for the same word?
Yep.
Oh, for both people.
Yes.
Oh, I was trying to think of two different words. Okay.
All right.
So we've got Jekyll.
To you,
hide.
Mr. Fallon, the clues are Jekyll. Interrupt. Comedian.
Will Smith.
Proud.
All right. See if these contestants get it faster
Show?
Than you.
Going back to you. Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. You know something.
Wait, what? That's my move.
She knows it. She knows what it is.
Heckle!
Oh, my God!
The word is heckle.
Heckle. He goes Jekyll. That throws me off completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, it's Hyde. He's going to say, and seek.
Funny.
And, okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
That is fun.
I'm not watching that, but okay.
It's funny.
Same here. I'm not watching that, but it is interesting.
What I do find
those guys are
with
fun.
These types of games, and I find the same thing in the ones that you just do by yourself on the screen or whatever, is that it takes a minute to get how they work.
Right.
And then you start to get into a groove with them. That's Jeopardy. That's any of these things. Once you have a kind of get how the writers work, you start to kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Hone in on the answers much more quickly.
I figured you guys might like it.
I like it.
You guys
it, yeah,
are always
actually,
playing the.
That's very similar to what my game is that we're.
Yeah,
me and Riley are working on right now. And you play it by yourself, but you get these clues and you have to guess the word.
And you guys play Connections as well. Which
Connections
is,
yeah. is one. Like, mm-hmm. That's a perfect example of. It takes a minute to understand.
And you and can't
still,
go too fast in Connections.
Even when I know. To slow the hell down mm-hmm. and not, I will force an answer. I will be mm-hmm. like, I know what this is supposed to be, right. and I'll get caught up in it, and then I blow all my choices on one yeah. thing that I'm forcing.
Those three lined up, but that fourth one, I'm not so sure, so I'll go ahead and see if that works.
I look at it again and go, why didn't you just pull back from that? And you can see that it's not that dummy.
Right.
Duh.
And they're. I mean, that's the thing. They're out to get you in those games.
Yep,
they
right.
are trying to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go for the first really obvious, sometimes it is the obvious thing. Okay,
right.
And then there's a couple stand-up specials. One on Amazon. I love Tig Notaro. She's got a stand-up special on tonight called Tig Notaro, Hello Again. That debuts on Amazon today. And Dave Attell, Hot Cross Buns, is a... That's debuting on Netflix today.
We could have got that guy. He wanted to do you.
He was very friendly, but I did not feel anything.
He wanted to do you hard.
No.
No, he did.
He was very,
that guy was all, like, I'm sitting there, this is back when we smoked, so this is 25 years ago, but I remember being like, okay, I'm done.
Oh, thanks for the backup.
I'm gonna get out of here.
There's me like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and you're just gonna leave me alone with this guy?
Well, you two know, because you were perfectly in with him.
Yeah.
You two.
Well, we just
doing
having a
your
conversation,
thing. I'm like,
Vinny.
Okay, I'm gonna
remember. Honestly, I don't ever remember.
Do you want to hear part of his special?
Sure, yeah, yeah. You got a little Dave Attell on.
Late night food snacks. Here it is.
All right.
There's no late night food anymore. It's all gone. I don't know what happened, but no food after 11. You don't believe me? I'll take you through it, okay? I'm in Milwaukee, which is a great town. Milwaukee, great town, no late night food. Which kind of explains Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, this guy was a monster, all right? I am not condoning anything he did. But you get hungry, am I right? I mean, come on. All I'm saying is pack a snack, all right? Now, I do trail mix. Anybody? I always travel with a bag of trail mix. The most unsatisfying snack. Am I right? I mean, honestly, let's call it what it really is. Are you ready? Not enough M&Ms. I mean, that's what trail mix is. Every handful is just another handful of disappointment. Am I right? It's kind of like the hug of a stepdad. I mean, it just doesn't. Yeah.
No.
I knew we had a couple of broken toys in the room.
That's Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah, there you go, Netflix. A lot of people watch. Funny, sometimes when we cannot decide on what to watch, I'm like, pull up comedy specials. Let's take a look. Let's see what we got. Something everybody can agree on. Then someone's like, gets offended, and it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the Diddy story. So, a while back, bunch of allegations were swirling around about Diddy. And I think he even like backed off of a show or something. He's like, I got to deal with this. All these accusations coming my way. Everything from like sex trafficking to rape to all kinds of stuff. Just sexual misconduct. Sex with a minor, like a million things. So one of the victims was his former girlfriend, Cassie. And he wound up settling with her, and he was able to do that without admitting guilt, but he wanted that to go away. She was like a very loud.
So she left with a bag of loot.
Yes. In fact, she left with a bag of loot, but after yesterday's raids on three of Diddy's homes, her attorney said, hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Mm. So, yeah.
This is another guy, and I don't. Look, the fact that I'm not a fan and I think he was just a barnacle on Biggie's, you know, butt. I just do.
I didn't realize you had such strong opinions.
I just don't think he's. Diddy. I don't think that he was it. I think it was Biggie. That's who it was. Anyway, here's another guy. You tell me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he doing like a Star Search type thing?
Yes.
Where, oh, I'll help you become
was that
a star.
Making the band?
I don't know the story that way. I just know that. And who's the other guy who was teaching acting classes?
Oh, James Franco.
That's another one of those. Where
like,
you just,
I'm going to manage to find a way to get these people around me.
And
leverage
my fame to get what I want from them.
What do you think Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, love this rotten guy? What do you think he's worth? What do you think his net worth is?
Let me just give you my thought process. Okay. The little bit I read about it this morning is he very famously owns a black G5. It's how he gets around. Like, you know.
He's very rich.
I have a little Mercedes-Benz SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a black G5. That's what he does. They even were saying he was most recently from Sacramento to Palm Springs, back to L.A., and then left the country. So this is a guy who flies regularly. Mm. I'm going to say he's worth $500
million. $1 billion. Okay. He's a billionaire. He is, they say here, a rapper, producer, entertainment mogul, 3 Grammys, net worth estimated at about $1 billion.
Well, isn't he also part of some booze company?
Probably.
Ciroc.
Oh, is he a Ciroc guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, He has some pretty serious allegations against him. Homes that belong to him in L.A., New York, and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday.
Simultaneously. So they hit him at once, and he must have gotten tipped off because he stayed in the air.
His sons didn't, though, and they actually were cuffed. Oh. And they're saying, though, that it might be so that they wouldn't interfere or be able to remove anything or be able to do anything while these places... So TMZ has photos of these raids going down. They have pictures from two of the raids, including a shot of Diddy's sons, Justin and King, in handcuffs. And again, no one is saying that they did anything wrong, but cops do sometimes do that stuff as a precaution during
raids.
That's
the jet.
Yeah. He is, he lives large. And I don't know what they think they were going to find, and I don't know what they carried out of these houses, but they are saying that it's part of an ongoing investigation, and he's been hit with numerous sexual misconduct allegations and lawsuits recently. Rape, sex trafficking, sex with a minor. This chick Cassie he settled with, I don't know how that'll figure into it. Because a lot of times when you make a settlement with someone, part of the deal is they don't get to say anything about it.
Ever.
Right.
As long as they live.
Even her attorney saying, hopefully this is the beginning, and mentions depraved conduct, that might actually be a problem for their camp later. Mm. So TMZ has a bunch of pictures. There will be more information on this. This is the big entertainment story this morning.
But so he is not arrested?
He's not. I don't know if that's just a matter of they haven't been able to get him off his plane yet. I have no idea, Vin. I don't know if that's the next step or if this is just we are gathering as much info as we can while we still can. When it's actually, to me, this stuff's been going on for a while now. The time to raid is the minute that...
Yeah, you'd think he's deleted everything that they would have wanted.
And bleached every room and, you know, buried all the bodies on the neighbor's property.
Right now, computers are the thing that would be...
Right.
That's what they went for.
Right.
I mean, among other things, but that's... You want that. So that you can see, oh, we have emails. Oh, we have pictures.
Right.
Oh,
because even if you've deleted stuff like that, there are people who know how to get to it.
Mm-hmm. I read a story just the other day. Tell me if you have this and I'll stop.
No, that's right.
It was about Travis Barker.
Nope.
And it was about his ex-wife, the blonde,
Shanna Mokler. Yeah.
Mokler. Did you hear this?
I'm not sure.
She said that she found out about them being on the outs by going into his computer.
Oh, was he talking with some other girl or something?
She said, this is her.
Okay.
And I'm telling this.
She is mouthy, though. Okay. She's always got something.
That's why I'm trying to preface it with, I read it. I don't have it in front of me. So now I'm trying to, you know, get it in memory. And my memory is not the greatest. I usually get the first letter right. After that, who knows? So anyway, she said, It was bad because I saw the emails from girls that he was with, but it wasn't just that. He'd been emailing TMZ and giving them quotes about me anonymously. Mm. And I found the emails. So this crap I was seeing myself on TMZ and the crap they were saying about me, and it was coming from my husband. And I'm looking at that on his email.
I you know what? There are people out there who are capable of that, of putting a smear campaign together.
I actually read it and went, I can't believe this.
I feel like that. Here's the thing. She is. I don't know her, but I've read enough stories where she's freaking out about something or another and has this or that or the other thing to say about Travis Barker and about Courtney and about things in general. She's kind of bonkers. I don't put it past her to come up with this and say that. But I also think there are people out there, like maybe he's not as nice as he seems. Maybe he is that guy. We don't know him.
Well, if you're married and you're trying to get it and you're famous, and I mean, I don't know. I can't put it past anybody.
Right.
But I was reading it and going, no.
She's bonkers, though.
No.
Or my humble opinion. I don't have to have an opinion about everything.
How's that, though?
It's not awesome.
If it's true, can you imagine?
I can imagine how hurt someone would be. Like,
not only do you see in his email that he's dating multiple other women, but you also see that he's been sending rotten quotes to TMZ about you and your parenting skills.
So gross. These people who have like a direct line into the tabloid world and use it for their own good or evil, you know? It's crazy.
Yikes.
So are we looking at the overheads from the Diddy raids? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I assume that somewhere in these shots, his sons
you
are...
Must
look
love
at this place. Holy cow.
I can't believe you haven't already had a cow about these places.
Well, I just now saw the full overhead of the whole estate. Boy, that's nice. Oh, there's the sons getting cuffed. I guess they're just trying to keep them safely out of the way. And they're sitting them down. Look, you know, talk about abuse of power. If half of what they're saying about him is true, that's him throwing away his own stuff. All right, let's move on. Or not, I don't care. Whatever. If anyone has anything more to say, please say it now.
No.
The Price is Right is a show that's just been on forever. And they've got emergency sweatpants in case apparently enough contestants pee themselves that they have a whole setup in place to either clean up the outfit they've got on or just change them into sweatpants.
Do we have extra t-shirts around here in case someone eating on the way
in? No, that's the old days of radio, having t-shirts around. So they're totally prepared in the event that somebody's bladder goes rogue. Former producer Mike Richards. Mike Richards, by the way, is the guy who, he's like a producer on Jeopardy as well. Remember, he stepped in and started hosting Jeopardy after Alec Trebek died.
He's a fairly young guy, isn't he?
And then everyone went, they found all this problematic stuff. Stuff he'd said on a podcast and some wrongful termination and sexual harassment lawsuits from models during his time on Price is Right.
Yikes.
Yeah, so this guy. But he's, anyway, out doing interviews about it. And he said, they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants. He said there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, since we'd have to get on with the show. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that guy, Mike Richards. I thought, that's a fun story. I guess you do have to be prepared for everything. All right, Vinny, I am out of time. What's coming up in the news?
I've got snow news.
Oh.
And we're way better parents now than they used to be.
You ready?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, good. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We have your tickets to see Maren Morris. Jane's got him 6:05 all this week. Love that song. She has a lot of good songs. She's going to give you a keyword. It's 6:05, Janie is. And you text that keyword to 20357. That's it. All it takes. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris at the Masonic on May 29th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Download the Odyssey app, and there we are. You can also check out our latest show highlights. I wasn't planning to do this, but let me find this text for you because...
Oh, I would love to hear this
We
text.
Are being listened to in Thailand.
Hey, Thailand. Hold How on. Exciting.
What up, Bangkok?
Oh. Nah, I got that wrong. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny, Bryn and Alex. Greetings from Keelung, Taiwan.
Oh, Taiwan. Oh, Taiwan.
I swear, me and the first letter, and then I just go from there.
Something Asian.
God. I have a neighbor I've known forever.
Yes.
And I'm like, I see him and I'm like, bro, you know, hey, bro, you know, hey, dude. Man, it's been years, even through the pandemic, I've known this guy. Hey, Justin. He goes, it's Jared. I go, oh.
Darn it.
I couldn't be any dumber. Jared. I have bleep for brains. What is this?
It is take quite the first letter right. And then so embarrassing.
Whatever after that.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Anyway.
She just said, bro, damn it.
good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex. Greetings from Keelung, Taiwan via my Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
On my A-Box. What's that?
A-Box? Oh, what's an A-Box?
Is that like A-B-O-X? Someone?
Audio?
Anyone? Box? A-Box. Yep. Listening as we're going to bed. What time is it in Taiwan? Teacher from Cupertino, California. Hello, teacher.
Hello, it's Taiwan.
10:38 p.m. in Taiwan.
Oh, they're going to bed.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep well.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. I assume they have those there.
This A-Box, I think it's a TV Android box that kind of plugs. You can listen to some stream apps and stuff like that.
Okay.
Kind of like a Roku.
Oh.
Get the Odyssey app on your A-Box immediately.
Is that a thing? I don't even know.
That's just my Odyssey app on my A-Box.
Fun. So just something that will hook up to the internet in another country or something?
Yes. Absolutely.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Shame.
Hey. I mean, talking to the guy who went Thailand.
Well, there's a Thai in both. So
a T is where I left off.
Still,
but anyway,
though, Thailand, Taiwan. They just—it's an easy mistake for
Next
someone
up,
to make. All right,
Tahoe.
Oh, Tahoe.
Oh,
Tahoe.
Your headline reads: Tahoe ski resorts extend 2024 season as snow keeps falling.
Oh, it's so good. Snow news is good news.
We gotta go. Now,
I see blue skies outside our window here in from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco. And yet, it rained on my way in 2 hours ago.
Was it like hard rain or was it misty
was
rain?
Definitely. Windshield wiper rain.
Yeah, I had medium windshield wiper speed.
Zero, medium. Yeah, just clear. It was so nice.
I'm not saying it was stormy. Right. I'm just saying it was raining as I drove in. Wet ground, raining, over 17, pumping the brakes as I go into turns, the whole bit.
Oh.
Which normally I don't need brakes. I'm a pro.
Yeah, sure. Race car Charlie's what we call you.
Despite concerns at the start of the winter that this year's ski season in Tahoe would be a disappointment, things have turned around with two resorts extending their opening dates into spring.
Nice.
In mid-December, the snowpack was sitting at just a meager 28% of average, but some big storms in January and February, we've all been party to those.
Yep.
Newspaper.
That's this so week, great, though. Oh,
it's good news for them, for sure, because, you know, we all know that while we've got some good, you know, big storm seasons and the water has come, there will also be those dry seasons any day now where we go, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Let the peas, what is it?
Let it mellow.
Yeah, let the yellow.
Yeah. It stinks so bad, too, when you let it mellow.
I know.
A lot.
Yuck.
At our house, you pee and you leave it, and if someone pees on top of it, they flush it.
Oh.
We do it so two pees per flush as opposed to one flush for every pee. Because it just gets so gross.
You know what I do with the kid bath? After they take a bath, I leave it. And then when I pee, I'll take a bucket and I'll flush it with a bucket.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Just grab the old water from the kid's bath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
If
it fills up the tank. You fill up the
tank.
If
you pour enough water into the bowl, into the toilet bowl, it'll just flush itself. Whatever's there, even toilet paper, it'll flush down.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? You pour it right into the bowl, not into the back?
I'm not into the tank, into the bowl. Huh. Yeah, not into the back, into where
you
would.
But then doesn't it still have to fill back up? It doesn't use what's in the tank?
It won't use that unless the flapper opens from the tank. You know what I'm saying?
Look at you kinda go.
Yeah, it's like gray water.
I just don't understand it.
Understanding.
That's fantastic.
This post from March 23rd, so a couple days ago.
All right.
Days ago. 15 inches of new snow overnight. Oh, yeah. And more on the way next week, which is this week.
Yeah. Well, you said Wednesday and Friday, we're getting at least rain, so yep. A lot of times that... And it's been pretty cold in the morning, too,
actually. The snow sign is on their app, so they're going to get more snow, and I have friends who've been going crazy up there. So, good for them and good for everybody involved, especially the mountains, as there are people who make their living up there.
Yeah, I like when they're open on the 4th of July. I think that's the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's the story is... Recent storms have allowed Tahoe to extend the season. So, good for all you people who've been able to get up there and make turns. Do you have sunshine guilt?
No.
This is a term they say that's trending. When the weather is really nice, but you'd rather stay inside and you feel guilty about it, that is sunshine guilt.
Oh, I guess I do kind of have that sometimes.
I think everybody gets that a little bit. I certainly...
I could go out, but I'm in the middle of this.
My preference is to get outside during the day, do exercise, all the things, and then I'm in at night. You will not find me out at night, unless I'm going to dinner with the fam.
Right.
But other than that, that's not my thing. Nighttime... is your time.
Not anymore.
No, you go out all the time. What are you talking about?
Not like I used to. I'm just old now. Yesterday, I got out into the sunshine and I felt like I utilized that. But then in the afternoon, I was in sewing some stuff and I'm looking out the front going, damn, it's so nice out there. I should just be outside. But I wanted to finish what I was doing. So
I do realize that for the people out there who prefer a rainy day, who are like,
who are
I really want to be inside. I don't want to have sunshine guilt. I want to be inside. Move to Oregon. It rains there all the time. Yeah. And it's way less expensive. Mm. Like if you can somehow work from home, why are you paying the prices here? It's crazy, especially if you prefer to be inside on a rain.
Like, if you're an outdoor person, then you
think California's
the prices,
for you.
Yes, but if you're like, I like a foggy and raining.
They say this is when you, the sunshine guilt, when there's a string of days of with bad weather, then it's sunny, but you just don't feel like going out.
Mm. Oh.
Well, sometimes I know it's muddy and gross out there, and then I have to look at all the things I got to do, and I don't want to kneel down in the mud.
They say this sunshine guilt is loosely related to FOMO, bed rotting, and Herkel-Dirkling. I don't know what that is.
Herkel-Dirkling? I love Herkel-Dirkling. Whatever that is, I'm doing it.
They say it's a Scottish term for staying in bed when it's time to get up.
Oh, Herkel-Dirkling.
Mm. Herkel-Dirkling.
Yeah, that's me. Sometimes I wake up on a weekend and it's only like 5. And I'm like, you are staying in bed. Herkel-Dirkle, my friend. And then I,
it's called.
At 6:30, I'll allow myself out of bed.
Herkel-Dirkling.
Now I know. Herkel-Dirkling. I'm a Herkel-Dirkler.
73% of millennial parents think they're doing a much better job than their own parents did.
Well,
which seems unkind.
Things were different when our parents were raising us, that's for sure. I do feel like I made my share of mistakes. I would never want to compare my parenting to anyone's, not even my mom's. You know, I knew I was loved. I think that's the bottom, I made it through. I survived.
And you're a successful grown adult.
Yeah.
Like that is that is the goal, right?
Sure.
That is one of the problems I think that you, if let's say I'm your mom. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Your mom.
Hi,
yeah, I do.
Tell me everything.
Let's say I'm your mom and I'm looking at the kids that are coming up today and I'm saying, yeah, you guys, you new parents out there, you're supposed to be raising up
fully formed, grown people that go out into the world and contribute and pay taxes and earn a living and start their own families.
Right.
And a lot of parents easily would be held to task and told, you haven't done that. You didn't do that.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
So I could see how a parent, let's say Ellie, if I'm playing her, would say, no, you millennial parents haven't done great. How do you think that? I will say I definitely improved in two ways, and that's the only ways, on my dad is I've never hit my kids, mm-hmm. and I tell them I love them every single day.
And honestly, I think that all the other stuff is gravy. The kid needs to feel secure and loved and not have their home be a place where they're living in fear. I think those are like two of the most, you, as far as I'm concerned, you're a great parent.
I wouldn't say that
Success.
At all, but I would say like, a lot of stuff comes up where you find yourself just,
well, that whole UTI thing.
Yes, the thing,
like,
I
you know
what? Yeah,
you
no,
did
no.
the right thing there too. Go ask your mom.
You gotta tap out when you're not capable or
sometimes
ill-equipped.
That's just not, yes, your kid wants to talk. And it is weird too, because, you know, I had boys, so I a lot of times I'd be like, ask your dad. But it's either that or begin. We shall now talk about that thing.
In that moment, this is something I told earlier and I'm not going to retell it, but in a moment, in a conversation with my daughter, I found myself thinking, you need to talk to her mom before we go any farther with this conversation.
She may have ideas about how she'd like that to be handled.
Exactly right. And I just went, I'm going to tap out.
Right.
This is where I say,
by the way, our full show podcast, you can hear what we're talking about. That was in the 6 o'clock hour, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think they're currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them.
Mm.
73% think it's true. 88% say their parenting style is different than what their own parents did as well.
Right.
So what are parents doing differently today? Here's some of the stuff. Gentle parenting. A style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules.
Okay.
Where we get advice. 24% have gotten parenting advice from social media. But other than that, it really hasn't changed much.
Dr. Spock is the guy. And your own parents?
That was the big book, wasn't it? Dr. Spock.
I even read that. I think my mom sent it to me. And it was, you know, there's some solid all-time truths in there.
These are ways millennial parents are doing a better job than the parents of the 70s. That would be my parents and your parents, yeah. Sarah. Being open about mental health. Your own parents might have just said, buck up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
Pretty good about that. And, you know, when I needed therapy, I got therapy. But John's parents, like, there's issues in that family. And there was zero acknowledgement of anyone's potential mental health problems. Like,
oh.
No. Like, that is not something that exists in this family.
Well, thank goodness you came along to take care of her. I mean, problem.
I can't save those people.
Oh, there's more than one?
Yes. And I've said a million times, like, well, that should have been treated earlier. Well, there's drugs for that.
80% of millennial parents think discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important. 98% are willing to talk to their own kids about it. 2/3 say their own parents never did. And that's not fair to say, though. It wasn't what...
Right.
That didn't happen then.
But
and the fact,
you know,
that we've gotten better as a society,
right,
about mental health.
And recognizing situations and talking about it.
It's talked about regularly.
And
it's in TV commercials. It's,
right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
That is not something you should be blaming your parents for. That's just... This has been an evolution.
People are very ashamed of it. I've even talked to people who are... Like, they put their kid in therapy and they pay for it out of pocket because they don't want it on the kid's medical records.
Oh.
Which is, you know, it is a thing. Like, let's say down the line someone was looking at your kid for some highfalutin job and you need to be you need to not have... Although I feel like therapy is so healthy for people.
But, agreed.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not gonna if they want to pay for it themselves, fine. I don't know.
Being present with your kids. 80% of millennial parents claim they always try to prioritize their kids over work.
Oh, that's good.
That's a little hard to hold to when work says you need to be here.
Right.
We're paying you.
Yep.
And that kid that you're, you know, prioritizing, that kid needs to eat, and that paycheck is how you feed them.
Right.
There's a real...
Like, going to work is, in its own way, prioritizing your children.
Yeah, there is a line there that I find very difficult.
But when you are with your children, you know, put your phone down. Once in a while, not all the time. It's impossible. I get it. I do the same thing. But it is, it's not as easy to be really present anymore in any situation. And I'm sure a lot of people find themselves going, wow, I was with my kid for 2 hours and looked at my phone the whole time.
Your kid, by the way, knows that. Mm. Like, they may not call you out on it, but if you were to ask them, they'd say, you're always on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
They'll burn you.
Mm.
Well, they'll cut a fool.
They're also always on their phone as well, depending when they get to a certain age.
Well, if you've handed them one, that may be your way of saying, I'm busy on my phone and I need you to be busy on yours.
No, you can't use my phone. Here's one for you.
Right.
Mm.
Devices.
800-400-3697. Vinny, have you covered the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore? Yes, and I will look for new information and try to update you next news, but so
far... Yeah, we spent
far,
the whole 6:30 break on that. So.
Vinny, your thighs are far too dry to be Ellie. That's true.
Mm.
Oh, you don't have the cocoa butter
thighs.
There's
no cocoa butter on my thighs. Mm-hmm. For sure not.
Right.
Just FYI, pouring bucket of water on the toilet bowl is how third world countries flush their toilets.
Yeah. That's true. That's where I learned it from. Vietnam.
I don't understand how...
Understandy?
Yeah, I don't understandy. So you're saying that you... If you flush a toilet with water that you've put into the bowl, and it doesn't release the water that's in the tank, the water that's in the tank just stays there. Now you're looking at...
Yeah, the more water you put into that bowl, it'll just keep on staying at the level it should stay. But if you have enough of it at once, it'll have suction like a... siphon kind of
so
thing.
So then the tank doesn't release its water, and now the next time someone uses it, it's an empty toilet?
It's not empty. It has some water in it. It still has water in it.
I don't understand.
The only work I do on toilets is with a plunger. I'm not playing games like that. Oh, that just seems like trouble.
It's not that much trouble. It's pouring water down a toilet.
I feel scary.
It's a drain. It's water. It's not a big deal.
I don't know. Brent told me to pour water.
No, you don't have, I'm not saying you should do it. It's just something I do because the water is there left over with
so
the kids.
Are you saying that you don't? You put the you fill the toilet up and it just automatically flushes. You don't have to hit the flush. Because
No, you don't hit the flush.
Oh, you don't hit the flush.
You do not hit the flush, but it will flush itself by pouring water in.
Without the little radar eye that says, oh, they've walked away, I'll flush
there's
them.
There's no radar. There's no electric part.
I feel like I'm going to have to answer for the caca water that's now run through the bathroom and into the carpet.
Well, don't spill the water anywhere. Just pour it right into the toilet. You'll see what I mean.
And then it goes. And then do you put more of that water in because is to fill the
toilet? If you need to, but
up?
Most of the time, there's water left over.
I feel like now the water that's left over has had caca in it.
Well, I'm not typically using it for caca, but you can.
Okay.
You can, and there might still be a little bit, but for the most part, if it's yellow, you don't have to let it mellow, is what I meant.
Oh, I see. You just use some other water
that's
that you
right.
didn't let run down the drain, just gray water from something
that's
else.
That's correct.
Okay. This is the first I'm hearing of it, and it's very interesting. So,
thanks. All right. Well, I didn't realize it's going to be a thing.
Asking.
No, it's a total thing.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. So it flushes without you having to hit the flusher.
That's right.
Okay. Now
I have enough
getting
water.
Closer. Getting closer.
Yeah. 650 says, yes. Bryn is correct. If you dump water into the toilet, it will flush itself automatically. It's called an S-trap.
Oh, it is an S-trap, yeah.
The oh, because it levels out the water.
Exactly.
650.
Mm-hmm.
He says it, you swear to it.
Thanks, Minion.
That's interesting.
Kidding.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The best comedies of all time. Ranked.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!